Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk Shoe. This show recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we play today's kick-ass music. We got unsigned artists today. Today, like every Friday, we play unsigned artists. And damn, I'm a little distracted. we're gonna be playing the Hungry Tigers today, and we're gonna be playing some Chris Geo, some Deke Jackson, Five Cases of a Tragedy. Who else? Oh, and we're gonna be playing some Wounded Buffalo Theory. And all that. We got Jansen and La Jota. Y La Jota. And all that. But first, we're going to get started with Low Key. And this is Obamanation.
This track is not an attack upon the American people. It's an attack upon the system within which they live. Since 1945, the United States has attempted to overthrow more than 50 foreign governments. In the process, the U.S. has caused the end of life for several million people and condemned many millions more to a life of agony and despair. The strength of your dream, it prevents you from reason. The American dream only makes sense if you're sleeping. It's just a cruel fantasy. Their politics took my voice away, but their music gave it back to me. The land where they're lumping are consumed by consumption, killing themselves to shovel down food in abundance. I guess a rapper from Britain is a rare voice. America is capitalism on steroids. Natives kept in casinos and reservations. This place slaves never given reparations. Take everything from Native Americans and wonder why I call it the racist experiment. Afraid of your melanin, the same as it's ever been. That ain't gonna change with the race of the president. I see imperialism under your skin tone. You could call it Christopher Columbus syndrome.
Is it a
bomb
station or an abomination? Is it a bomb station or an abomination? Is it a bomb station or an abomination?
Devastator from Venezuela to Mesopotamia. Your cameras lie because they have to hide the savage crimes committed on leaders that happen to try and nationalize eating competitions while the world's been starving. Beat up communism with the help of Bin Laden. Where would your war of terror be without that man? Every day you create more Nidal Hassan. Killer man from the military, you're a weirdo. A killer wog from the Middle East, you're a hero. Your country is causing screams that never reach your ear holes. America inflicted a million ground zeros. Follow the dollar and swallow your humanity. Soldiers committing savagery you never even have to see. Who's mad at me? Writing emails angrily. I'm not anti-America. America is anti-me.
Nation or an abomination, doesn't make any difference when they form your nation.
I don't care if your long lost relations. What matters more is the policies. I lost my patience. Stop debating, bringing race into the conversation. Occupation and cooperation equals profit making. It's over, people wake up from the dream now. Nobel Peace Prize, Jay-Z on speed dial. It's the substance within, not the color of your skin. Are you the puppeteer or the puppet on the string? So many believed it was instantly gonna change. There was still Dennis Ross, Brzezinski and Robert Gates. What happened to Chaz Freeman? What happened to Tristan Anderson? It's a machine that keeps that man breathing. I have the heart to say what all these other rappers aren't. Words like Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan. The war's on and you morons were all wrong. I call Obama a bomber cause those are your thong.
That was Low-Key with his song Obama Nation. Check him out on MySpace. Let me go Low-Key. Low-Key, just trying to find Low-Key. I keep forgetting his MySpace. MySpace.com/LowkeyUK. We got he's an Iraqi rapper. Oh damn. Well, there you go. That mom. Anyway, next song, this is Comenzao. With the song's called Comenzao by Jance y La Jota. Some reggaeton.
Directamente desde la torre de los superhéroes.
That was Comenzado by Jancy La Jota. Check him out at... Oh, shit, did I forget? I keep forgetting to put them. Why the fuck do I keep forgetting to put... Hey. Yeah, okay. Another Google search. I keep forgetting to put them on. My bad. It's myspace.com/JanceYLAJota. That's J-O-T-A. You spell Jance, J-A-N-C-E. And it's Jance, J-A-N-C-E-Y-L-A-J-O-T-A. We're going to play their next song. This is Vuelve. That was Jancy La Jota with their song Vuelve. It's a nice and slow song. We got a caller on. Yo, check out Jancy La Jota again, myspace.com/Jancy La Jota. We got some quick news for you, but Aaron, what's up?
What's going on, bro?
What's proppin'?
Nothing. I just wanted to see if you guys would give me an honest opinion about this promo that I just got done doing for my upcoming show.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
All right. Hang on just a second. I got to pull it up.
Oh. Okay. They got to be careful. You know you got to say no homo now.
Huh?
You got to say no homo.
No homo?
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
What did I say that led to that?
You got to pull it out.
I said let me pull it up.
Oh, yeah, still.
That's right. It's time for the Road to Recovery show, a special show for special people who like special things that aren't so special. The Road to Recovery is all about overcoming addictions with a non-traditional approach. This show has music, discussions, and talk about addiction.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Recovery. So pull up a seat, turn up the volume, take part, and enjoy. And now, without further ado, your host, Aaron Michael Smith, also known as Mr. Recovery.
Really?
Honestly, what do you guys? I really want to know. Honestly.
Really? So okay, what? Okay, let me ask. What's the point of the show? Is it, you know, you want to be taken seriously, or is it just gonna be like a boom boom huck jam sort of huddle sort of thing going on?
No, it's gonna be an open mic session for people that have addiction and recovery to come in and talk. And I want the beginning to be the hook so that they'll stick around and check out the conversation, bro.
Okay, so, okay, the Benny Hill thing. Are you sure you want to stay with that Benny Hill music, though?
Absolutely. There's a whole reason why I designed it around that song.
Okay. Because it's like, come one, come all, to everyone's favorite county fair.
Yeah, that was the whole point. It's supposed to be comical just to get them to stick around. I heard you laugh.
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's just like...
Oh, no, it's okay. You can be honest, man.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's just, okay, no, I just, that's why I ask, what's the point of the show? If you want, you know, I guess you want this to be lighthearted.
Yeah.
Ah.
And in regards to the copyrighted mark on the Benny show, there is a thing that's known as free play, what basically allows you to utilize just a certain amount of something as long as you're not utilizing it for resale or profiting from it. And I don't have the whole song on there.
Yeah, you could always, since it's instrumental to it, you know, you could use like 30 seconds, I guess.
Right. I think I have like 40 seconds worth of material on there.
Huh.
So, I mean, did it sound professional?
No, it sounded professional. I'm just saying. I mean, for what you guys are trying to do, I think I would tone it down a little bit in the silliness department.
Okay, that's an honest assessment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I asked for. I asked for an honest assessment.
Does it bother you that I am a conspiracy theorist? Apparently, No Way Back thinks you would have a problem with that.
Well, first of all, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
I'm in the process. I'm in seminary studying to be a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And
what, for what religion, if you mind me asking?
Actually, I'm non-denominational, but my schooling is all Baptist background.
Oh. So is the church with a lot of dancing?
My schooling is online. I don't actually participate in their church services.
So they have online priest training?
Yeah, I go to school through Liberty University. I go to school and work on my master's degree online.
Master's, huh?
Yes, sir.
So you think you could kick my ass? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry?
I'm just thinking, so you think you could kick my ass with that master's degree? I'm just kidding. Anyways.
In regards to your show about conspiracy theories...
It's not really so much about conspiracy theory, because a lot of the stuff that I get from is from the news. So, I mean, it's not like I try to stay away from as much Prison Planet and, you know, InfoWars. Anything Alex Jones, I stay away from, especially Kurt Nimmo. That's basically, you know, commentary, so I can stay away from that. But I do think the government is criminal, though.
I will be in agreement with you, Louie, and let you know that I think that the 99.9%, that's the majority, not the minority, the majority, not all, but the majority of them are crooks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are politicians. They are crooks. They lie. They steal and they connive. I mean, I could give you all kinds of conspiracy thought process that would probably blow your brains back. We could talk about 9/11. We could talk about the war. We could talk about the oil that's still floating around in the ocean. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on, but I basically... I didn't have stock.
I never had stock in BP. I wish I had stock in WWE, not BP.
Right.
I wish I had enough money to have. Actually, at this point, I don't think I would even play the stock. If you think about it, Louis Beach sold his stock before. Nah, I don't think. Actually, that's only a little bit funny. Yeah, freaking people died. Shit, and the emails came out saying, "Oh yeah, we're gonna cut corners to save money." Now we got 11 families without guys missing a family member.
Right.
Let
me just ask you this one thought. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Navy vessels leave and go everywhere around the world. They carry all types of fuels with them, oils, all kinds of stuff with them, toxins, whatever. And I'm sure that those guys get leaks on occasion.
Right.
Now, if the Navy can stop that stuff, why can't the BP? That's all I'm saying.
Well,
that's all I'm
going to
say.
It's already being said that this is going to try to cause false scarcity. You know, Bush already did it. Say, oh, we don't got no oil.
Right. Well, there's a reason why they're not capping that oil off, bro. I'm not going to go there. There is reasons.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Alrighty.
They can whoever they want. They can bullshit whoever they want to bullshit. They can stop that oil if they want to.
No, of course they can. Of course they can. In fact, we could get off oil completely. I'm a big supporter of using industrialized hemp to make gas out of it. And you could do that. You could do that today. Do that today, and cut the crap. But I mean. Again, that's just technology that would make every one of us a little bit more independent, and they don't want that. And by they, I mean, you know, the global elite. Whether they're Jewish or not, I don't know yet, so. So what's the difference? So what's the difference between a porn star and an oil plug? Aren't they both whoring around? What? No way back.
So where are you from, Louis B?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the hizzy?
Yep, Brooklyn. Damn it, doing my show Hebrew. Damn. Speaking about my Jewish friend, yes. So
who asked you to do the show Hebrew?
Oh no, my friend who's Jewish, he's pinging me on my BlackBerry.
Tell him that you're talking. Here, this will drive him crazy. You ready?
Right.
Tell him that you're talking to a Christian that has Hebrew on his back that says "Man of God." That'll drive him nuts.
Why would that drive him nuts?
Because, first of all, the Jewish people don't believe that the word God should be spoken. Number one, they think it's too holy. And number two, a majority, not all, a majority of Jews don't like Christians because of the things that Jews have been through based on what so-called Christianity is based on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to get into a whole religious debate because I have my own beliefs that I was raised with, and, you know, it's bad enough when I tell people what I was raised in, and it's like, oh, that means you're a Freemason. No, it does not. I have not seen not one Freemason thing in my years of doing it.
What?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
No way back. Lou is a sock bucket, sock puppet. He promotes that Jews didn't do 9/11 and the Holocaust was real. The Holocaust was real. And I do believe that, I don't know if it's necessarily the Jews behind 9/11, but I certainly believe that the American government's behind it.
Well, look, this is what I'm saying, though. I'm not going to be like, it's all Jews. Of course, there are criminal governments. I do believe Israel is a criminal government, but like every other government on the planet is a criminal government. I do believe we had a backroom deal with Israel to have Mossad take those buildings down. But, I mean, the thing is, I can't ignore the Saudi Arabian link and the Pakistani link. And until I have a way to explain all them three together, why am I going to start saying, well, this start, you know, backing this theory when I can't even explain it to myself yet? So, I mean, I'm sorry, dude. And when it comes Saudi. No, not Saudi Jews. Saudi Arabia. Saudi Jews? They're Saudi Jews?
Yes.
I know they're Jewricans. You know?
So, Louis, ¿tú hablas español?
Un poquito, pero yo son de aquí, pero yo no hablo mucho.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm Jewish. Well, I am circumcised, though.
Wow.
And
that's like way more information than we needed to know.
And I can
and
appreciate.
Now all your listeners are going to know that you're circumcised.
Yeah, well, shit. Hey, it's not like I have a picture up or anything. It's like, whatever. They have to use their imagination. You know, and I mean, it also doesn't help that I can officiate brises and temple meetings, I guess. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Hey, I mean, when I was walking around in Times Square, there are these people called the Black Israelites, and they say I'm a Jewish because since I'm Puerto Rican, I'm from the tribe of Ephraim, so I guess that's cool. So... You don't buy the fact that I could do brises and stuff. I'm a certified circumcised moyle. So I'm a cut above the rest. Quick joke. I asked my friend, is cutting class in moyle school the same as cutting class in regular schools?
I don't know, ask the cutting crew.
Da-da. Mason. Yeah, whatever. Oh, hold on. We got another call from Southeast Florida.
Hello, Southeast Florida.
Florida. Oops. Florida.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, you called. What's up?
Nothing much. Just tell your... post.
My post? What are you talking about?
You got the wrong number.
You got the wrong... No, you don't got the wrong number because you got to dial in a freaking extension. This is a radio show, son. Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show.
Hello, Florida.
Hello.
Yeah. What happened? What happened? Were you looking for a chick or something? Yeah, I hate when that happens. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
I was, why?
You was?
Yeah.
That's honest.
Huh, well, all right. Well, there ain't no chicks here yet. Again, this is just a radio show.
So what part of Florida are you from, bro?
And he hung up.
See ya.
I think that guy was a Freemason. Seriously, they wouldn't let my ass in a lodge. Shit, I freaking exposed a Freemason in We Are Change. I'm a Freemason. Yeah, I talk shit about Freemasons because I'm a Freemason. That's hilarious. Like, here's the article. I mean, somebody else caught him.
No way back. We think you're a Freemason.
Yeah, well, I think he's Illuminati. Yeah, they wouldn't let my ass in no lodge. And plus, I'm not too comfortable around those types of symbols. Yeah. No way back. Shit, they'll kill me before then. Be like, hey, I want to join. Goodbye. We know what you're about. You're going to come in here, figure out what the fuck's going on, and just fuck our shit up completely. Oops. Sorry, Lenny. So anyways, I'm going to take a
quick... So where are you from, No Way Back?
Yeah, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show. When we go back, I guess fuck the music show, I guess. I really don't got new music, so I'm just going to go talk about some news about the 86-year-old grandmother that was tased in her bed because she posed a threat to police officers. So yeah, stay tuned for that. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did I just fucking play myself off? I play... Oh, what a dick.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Believe it or not, you can get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back to the Crack Shop Radio Show, where we kick the issues and the balls. Yes, Mr. Recovery. Yeah, my advertisers, it's called signing up for affiliates, and they give you a link and a banner, so I decided to make a commercial so that way people click the banners on my site. Yeah, ooh, nefarious. Ooh, anybody could do it. Like everyone, shit. Ooh, my advertisers. Anyways, officers taser 86-year-old disabled woman in her bed. Officers' rationale, bedridden grandmother took more aggressive stance in her bed. What the hell she do? She did the crane? She did the Ralph Macchio Karate Kid crane? Is that it? She's gonna fucking kick me with her wrinkly old leg and probably break her leg and I won't feel anything.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Zap, 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 zap. Oh, you're dangerous.
Yes, I am.
God, man. Do you think these cops are just a little bit too jumpy? They realize that they're doing the wrong thing and they're like, "Oh shit, it's going to come a time where
they're tasing her."
Where was this at? Yeah, okay, let me read this. When Lonnie Tinsley of El Reno, Oklahoma called 911 to ask for medical assistance for his disabled, bedridden grandmother, he couldn't have dreamed it would end with police tasering the 86-year-old woman twice, stepping on her oxygen hose until she couldn't breathe, and sending her to a psychiatric hospital for 6 days, because of course, you know, if we step on your oxygen hose and you can't breathe and you're fucking choking and we taser you twice and you don't die immediately, then you're obviously nuts.
Wow.
Oh, so I guess this is a question for you in the Crotch Out Radio chat room. Are there online churches where you can sing along and do other church activities?
Sure, I'm sure there are.
Yeah, I guess do a quick Ipsquick search, because if you use Google, I mean, they block your thing, I guess. I don't know. Use Bing. Do a Bing search. Oh, those damn links. We don't like
what,
results.
What city did that take place in?
Again, it was El Reno, Oklahoma.
Oh. I guess that gives a whole new meaning to Merle Haggard's song, "I'm Proud to Be an Okie from Muskogee." Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You just understand.
Yeah. I just realized that, you know, fuck going to any southern state. Really. At this point, because they'll see me as like, What are you, Mexican? No, I'm Puerto Rican. Oh my God, he speaks English with a strange accent. No, it's a Brooklyn accent. Oh my God, he's from Brooklyn, Mexico. You know how stupid they are.
That's right. Backwoods ass, bark chewing, incestuous bread goat beeping. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. According to the lawsuit, in December 2009, Tinsley came by his grandmother's apartment to see if she was doing all right in the midst of a winter storm. When she wasn't able to tell him if she had taken her medication, Tinsley called 911 and asked responders to send medical technicians over to evaluate her. But instead of an ambulance, the lawsuit alleges as many as 10 El Reno police. Why? Why so many police? They had absolutely nothing to do. They was like, it was snowing, no crime was going on.
That's right, there's no dust bunnies to chase around today.
Yeah, hey, those are called African Americans, chill.
No, we're talking about the tumbleweeds.
The tumbleweeds.
You know, they roll around in the nowhere. Dust bunnies doesn't have to necessarily be a racial comment.
Oh, really?
Really, honestly, tumbleweeds.
Wow. No, I'm just like, really, really, now my mom is Jewish. My mother, no, she's not Jewish.
You ought to be reading down here the comments that no one back is making about you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm reading. I don't know what's his beef with me. I mean, thanks for listening. I mean, really, thank you. But damn, what the hell did I do? Why? Because I don't believe that the Jews did 9/11. That the Holocaust was fake. Is that it? Is that what makes me a shill? Then I guess 100 million other people are shills too. I mean, shit. You know, I'm not.
Maybe they're Jewish.
I mean, I don't know. Look. At this point, I don't have enough information. I haven't done enough research to be going out saying that yet. I mean, come on. I haven't done enough research for me to be convinced.
Maybe
is that fair? Is that fair enough? Is that fair enough? I haven't done enough research, and you know, and trust me, once I do and it's real for me, oh, trust me, I'm going after them.
Hey, Larry, did you ever think that maybe No Way Back is the conspiracy theorist Jewish police?
Shit, I've been asking for truth or police for a long time. I've been exposing. I was a part of We Are Change for 2 years. Caught Lou Krakowski stealing money. They kicked me out because I dared to ask questions about transparency with the funds.
Didn't our new president grace the door of his election with, there will be transparency? I ain't seen a transparent thing yet.
Oh, no, of course not, which means we need to be transparent ourselves. And why the fuck are people calling me now? Hold on. Yeah. Dude, I'm doing my radio show, Darnell. Yeah, call in. You want the number?
Bro, you need the number?
Ask Dallas. Dallas knows where the trash bar is, and it's tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, criminy. All right, call me back at 8. Hey, Jesus Christ. It's like, where's the trash bar?
Be careful. No Way Back will accuse you of talking to your handlers again.
Yeah, okay. Seriously, they'll waste little time. They'll just kill me. Because I'll be asking questions. I'm like, why? I don't want to do that. No. I'm fucking stubborn. I don't do shit unless I want to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, well...
All right.
Louis B., thanks for letting me come in. I'm going to go hang out in the community talk shoe and hang out with Dr. White for a minute.
All righty.
I like your show. I'll be back.
Yep.
I'll be back. Thanks for showing up for the show. Everybody else in here, you should talk up a little bit more. You're awful quiet.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, I had every intent of just doing a music show today, just playing Jewish music for No Way Back, because he's afraid of the Jews.
Maybe you should find some Bar Vitsa music or something. Anyway, No Way Back, you should be nice to Louis. Peace out. I'm heading to take a break before I jump into this other show. Not that your show's not not that your show's not entertaining. It's been entertaining me for a half hour.
Yep.
But I have a date with another show.
All right. Have fun with that. We got another caller. New York City, what's up? Who's calling from New York City?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How can I help you? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Oh, where are you guys from?
New York City.
Oh, you're from New York City. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Brooklyn boy. Yeah, how you
Brooklyn.
Doing? Yeah, how did you find out about the show?
I was on the site, and there was some girl in Williamsburg, and there was a number there.
What do you mean, some girl from Williamsburg?
Yeah, that's so this girl in Williamsburg over here, and I hear you guys now.
What the yo, did they do that shit to me again?
Hey, boys, call me for free, no charge at all, and then radio station.
Oh, that's bullshit. Hey,
it might increase your listenership, bro.
Jesus. Okay. Somebody, they, No Way Back do that? They posted an ad on Craigslist? I mean, thanks for trying to get me some extra listeners, but damn, can we do something legitimate up in here? It's not about the Jews.
You're getting listeners there.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, you're going to be more powerful than Howard Stern pretty soon, Louis B.
Okay, because I kind of want to hear about Jews, bro.
Yeah, we're conservative libertarian 9/11 truther type radio show.
Okay. I don't want to hear no Hanukkah music and all that shit, you know?
There ain't no Hanukkah music. I mean, I'm Puerto Rican. Here, you want some, here, look, here.
I have no problem with Puerto Rican. That's good.
There you go.
That's fine.
There you go.
So, what part of you guys in Brooklyn are you guys from?
Ironically, Willie B. Ironically,
Willie B.
Yeah, Williamsburg.
Oh, Williamsburg, cool.
Ironically, so it must have been someone that's fucked up again.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, that you came in and expected to get some easy ass and. You have to deal with my bullshit.
So good, man. Don't worry about it.
How you get played like that? I don't get. That's why I stay off of Craigslist. Every time I post an ad, I got some fucking Russian chick. Would you like to marry Russian? No, I don't want to marry a fucking Russian. I'll fuck a Russian chick.
Man, sounds good to me, bro.
I don't want to.
Jesus. Man. You guys on a radio or something then?
This is the crotchshotradio.com internet radio. We're on live. You can listen live, crotchshotradio.com/listen live. We're on iTunes, Zune, Zencast, all that.
Cool.
Just search the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We do this Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
Cool.
So
you guys talk about on the radio then? What kind of listeners you get?
We get a good amount of listeners. We got officers taser 86-year-old disabled woman in her bed. So we got that. I already reported on that one. Freaking cops are playing around. Let's see what else we got. All right, I guess I got to burn through my. Through my show topics for Monday, but here's another one. Here's another one that freaking worries me. Obama could shut down internet for 4 months under new emergency powers. Did you vote for Obama?
Fortunately, I did because the guy Bush was an asshole. So I was like, you know, what else? How dumb can anyone be? You know, I mean. How worse a president we can have? So I would voted for Obama, but I mean, could it get worse than Bush? I don't know. We'll see. You know. Wait, you voted for Obama?
Nope, I voted third party. I voted for Cynthia McKinney, Oh, shit, now No Way Back is going to think, oh.
Hey.
No, Cynthia McKinney. Which.
I was wondering
which
what.
Oops,
but...
which oops. Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. I mean, Obama he's funny. You know, he's a great speaker. He motivates a lot. He motivates people with his speech.
Oh,
his
I knew he was full of shit back in 2007. I knew exactly what he was gonna do, and he's doing it now. He's continuing what Bush is doing. He's the same. He's a black Bush.
Oh man.
He's the black Bush. That's why people are so pissed off with him. I mean, he's like, oh, so you raise taxes? You're continuing the wars after you said you weren't going to continue the wars. You're still shilling to Israel.
Oh man, they put so much money in Israel, so... man. I can't stand that shit, man. They spent $11 million, $11 million a day in Israel. You know that?
I'm doing my fucking show. Why don't you call in, you fuck? Instead of fucking calling me, you know, you act as if my fucking world revolves around you, you fucking faggot.
Me?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking guinea. Don't want to fucking call in.
I'm Italian. I'm not a. Not you.
Not you. Somebody just.
I got Yo, Greedo's calling you then.
Yeah, I got freaking Guido's calling me.
Oh, man. The Goombas I don't like.
Well,
like
so No Way Back is busting my balls about me not freaking, not fucking buying the whole Israel did, the Jews did 9/11 shit. Yet, he supports Cynthia McKinney, who was on a fucking flotilla. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, no, she's not for Israel. Okay, no, all right, fine. I keep forgetting. I don't even know. I'm so fucking confused with this whole flotilla thing. I was like,
Hitler was a good guy though, man. I don't think Hitler was bad.
Wow.
You know, I honestly, if you go way back, look, you go way back. I mean, look, he was bad too a little bit. But
fascism is never a good thing.
What?
Fascism is never a good thing. This
Mr.
comes
Mussolini
from.
Was good?
What Mussolini was good. Now you're just being ridiculous. Now you're just trying to be funny so you can...
You're going to history. The American history want to make it look like the world were bad. There's a reason for everything. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason. You know, you go to Europe, they look at things totally different. Look, Mussolini did good things, he did bad things. Mussolini started Social Security. He cleaned out the streets. He fixed the streets and everything. That's why we have Social Security today. Mussolini started that. There's negative and positive in everybody. Don't get me wrong. But there are things you can do.
Socialism is never good.
Huh? True.
Socialism is never good because you got to take money from somebody else to give it to someone else. I mean, come on. What are you?
Yeah, but,
so you like your check? You like just giving your money away?
No, I'm not trying to give money away.
Like,
no, I don't like
that's what the government does. That's what Obama's doing. He's turned every fucking working man into a bitch, and he's like pimp daddy Obama, and he's like we're his bitches.
I hear you because they're not helping small businesses. Go about big companies.
Small business is big business. We need big businesses as well. Cut the fucking taxes.
Yeah, if you work independent, you know, then, you know, you like to support small independent companies too. You know, you got to look at both sides. You know, you want to be balanced, basically, you know. But I see today that there's not going to be no middleman. There's not going to be no middle class. There's going to be poor or rich class. That's what's going to happen. So there's got to be a balance. You know, my father always told me America was, when he came to this country, around 40, 50 years ago. You know, you can come here without speaking English, break your ass, and buy a house, and work hard, and you can buy things. Do that.
Yeah,
today.
Well, people
you
back in the
saying?
Day actually learned English, and they came
yeah,
in here.
Absolutely.
Most of them came in here legally.
True. Today they don't want to learn English.
Sotomayor is not a Jew.
Who's that?
She's
Jew?
Corrupt as hell. I'm not a big fan of Sonia Sotomayor. Her family's fucking corrupt on the island of Puerto Rico. Corrupt politicians in Puerto Rico. She's corrupt. And she's a fucking sellout. And she's not Jewish. She's not a Jew.
Is everybody hearing us right
now? Yeah, no, we got people. We got people commenting there. She's like, oh, a Puerto Rican Jew. Is she? You know, start producing evidence that she's Jewish. Then I'll believe you. But till then, I'm like, yo, Jew. Just because someone is corrupt doesn't automatically make them Jewish.
True.
You're a shill. God. God, just like, all right, no, just because you don't believe what I believe, you're, you know, come on. Show me some evidence. Damn. Fucking stop. All right, anyways, here, this is another article sent to me just now. Supreme Court nominee could coronate Obama. This is from campaignforliberty.com. Depend on it. If confirmed by the United States Senate, Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan will crown President Obama with imperial constitutional powers. Congress and federal courts will wither as checks against his presidential usurpations or abuses, whether war or other national security claim, are bulged over Iran, North Korea, Yemen, international terrorism, economic adversity, or otherwise. In these matters, Kagan will prove the flip side of retiring Justice John Paul Stevens, whose vote and voice have, for decades, arrested executive branch lawlessness or encroachments on the co-equal branches of government. Stevens' vote was decisive in a pair of recent cases invalidating both military commissions for the trial of alleged war crimes and the suspension of the Great Writ of Habeas Corpus for Guantanamo Bay detainees. Justice Robert Jackson lectured in Youngstown Sheet and Tube Company versus Sawyer during the Korean War. With all its defects, delays, and inconveniences, men have discovered no technique for long preserving free government except that the executive be under the law and that the law be made by paramilitary deliberations. In other words, history of liberty is largely the history of legislative or judicial checks on assertions of executive authority. These signature earmarks of a republic may be doomed in light of America's seemingly prevailing psychology of empire. But if so, the Supreme Court should be the last to surrender, which is why Kagan's nomination must be defeated. Kagan is a creature of the executive branch. She served as senior legal advisor to President William Jefferson Clinton and was appointed Solicitor General of the United States by President Obama. Later has been styled the 10th Justice because the office of Solicitor General echoes the President's constitutional views before the Supreme Court and commands substantial deference by its 9 justices. Kagan also eagerly sought appointment by President Clinton as Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel. So if Elena Kagan is appointed, oh well, he's gone. All right, if he's appointed, she's appointed. Then apparently Obama will be able to do whatever the fuck he wants. So, anyways, after this show, go to Christy's show on Truth Brigade. Well, just go to crotchoutradio.com/friends, Truth Brigade Radio, Tactical Resistance Against the New World Order with Vinnie Eastwood. So, yeah, check that out. It should be interesting. Vinnie Eastwood what's he going to be talking about? Whatever. Just check it out. So, that's in 4 minutes. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, even though I don't know if she's Jewish or not. Damn it, I don't got Judar. Shit, all I know is Sotomayor is not Jewish because, shit, I know. I don't know if Elena Kagan isn't. She's probably... You know what? Fine. How's about this? Sotomayor is being controlled by a Jewish something. I don't know. Fucking prove it. You fucking prove it to me. Damn it. Oh my fucking god, nothing. You prove it. Freaking busting my, breaking my balls over something I have, again, have not done any research on. Have not done none, no research on that subject. You prove it to me. Don't OMFG me. Don't OMFG, don't OMFFFG me. Shit. Anyways, this has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. Whoever, whatever nationality you may be. Oh, God. Whatever nationality you may be, or religious orientation, if you're fucking with us, it's time to end the show. I got 2 minutes left of the show. It's been an hour. Jesus, I got shit to do. I do it 1 hour. No one got me. It's just that I'm not going to fucking spout shit that I haven't done no research on. I think that's fucking, I think that's a little reasonable. Fucking give me the papers. Look, I mean, my boy just sent me a thing about how, you know, most Jews don't believe in the first five books of the Bible, which I thought that's what Jews believe, were the first five books. But hey, he sent me a thing and it says, hey, the Judaism discovered. He sent me the PDF. I'm going to start reading through it. Damn. Look, if it's you want a code? How about these nuts? Damn. You can't appease anybody. Shit. Look, all I'm saying is I'm going to do the research. I'm not going to fucking stick my head in the sand anymore. Cuz look, I'm just going to be honest. I'm a little nervous. Going into this, because I got friends who are Jewish, who I care about deeply, and I don't want to lose their friendship, because I care, again, been friends with them for a long time. But, you know, if this is a real issue, I'll look into it. And if it has any merit, I'll go at it with both barrels. I think that's a bit reasonable. But don't just expect me to believe what you believe. Because, again, I don't just believe anything anybody else believes. Just show, prove it to me. And I keep proving it to, ask, I see, say, prove it to me. Don't, people just send me shit. And just, yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. You don't want to send me nothing. Look, here, I'm going to type my email. Send me all the information you got. I'll read it. All right? If you don't do it, then they got to you. All right? How's that? Anyway, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into what we say, or if you just don't want to, if you don't have an open mind and not willing to just look into shit, then fuck you too. You know what? I'm just going to do what I practice, what I preach. I'm going to look into it. Send me it. That's my challenge to you, No Way Back. Send me the information and I'll look through it. I got all this weekend. All right? There you go. And where's my exit music? Ah!